such a funky bus fare. There's a double dutch bus coming down the street, moving dirty fast, so kinda shuffle your feet. Get on the bus, pay your fare, then tell a driver that you're going to a double dutch affair. Well, I'll be darned, here it comes. The double dutch bus is on the street. You better get off the curb, move your feet. Bus fare, transpass, that's the way my money lasts. Ain't got no car to get around. When I go to work, I gotta go downtown. Now I miss my train, that's a darn shame. When I'm running late, no sleeps to blame. If you got a wife, you know I'm right. You got a special man, well, I can understand. Uptown, downtown, everybody's getting down. Say uptown, say downtown, where?
on the way line. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, glide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9 to 5 and just sail on.
That's what you do,
just sail on. Now the dude's so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
Just WMFO 91.5 Boston. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here on MFO 91.5 in Boston. We broadcast worldwide. That's right. All you need to do to listen to us is go to WMFO.org. Click on listen. You can catch up with me Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm in a little early today because I'm covering for one of the morning jocks that usually I usually come in early on Wednesdays and play all kinds of funk, soul, all kinds of good music. I'm going to do a little bit of my pre-noon workout in just a little bit. I'm going to do some online mixing for you. We would love to do an event for you. That's right. So if you'd like to reach out to us, go to WMFODJD@gmail.com. Or dancemusicexpress@gmail.com. We have an in-studio guest today, my good friend Andrew, who, as I said earlier when I started the show, I wanted to, you know, explain to the general public. We're doing a video of what it's like behind the scenes in a radio station, but also behind the scenes in production of bands and DJs and whatever. And there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes, not only technical stuff, but, you know, setting up equipment and things like that. But the videographer and the photography and the drone stuff. So I have my good friend Andrew, who flew up from Fort Lauderdale this morning to do this interview. Thank God for that. And of course, videotape me. That's even better. And he is the president of Vibe Guys Media out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in two locations, Charlotte, North Carolina. And they do things like content creation, digital marketing, photography, videography, and web design. So I'd just like to turn this over to Andrew and have him tell us a little bit about himself. So, Andrew, how are you today? What's going on?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me on here. So, yeah. Well, just a little bit about myself first is I have a big background in IT. I was down in Florida working for a couple big restaurant brands and then started building this business with a few of my buddies. And we really just specialize in content creation, which usually ends up on Instagram. So we do videography, photography, digital marketing, web design, and pretty much everything ends up on Instagram, like I said. And we find that a lot of nowadays we have, there's a lot of great content that's out there that it needs to be shed light on. So we like to come in, work with different industries and whatnot, get behind the scenes look, and then work alongside great people in these industries and really promote what they're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super interesting being able to, like, I'm up here now filming for a dog training. We do exotic cars down in Florida. I mean, we do sports, everything. So it's really cool because we get to do stuff like that I'm interested personally, and then these people are so passionate about it, and then we get to promote their passions, and that's what our whole thing is. Our motto is like create, inspire, and that's all we're doing is creating and inspire. And nowadays you got to be on social media, and it finds that the younger generations and stuff, we're brought up on this, but like older guys, like that's why I'm here filming you today, you know. So like that's it, you need to get your social media up, so I'm here to do it for you.
What are you making, like a handicap video? Well, thanks very much.
I think I did see a cane on the way in here.
Well, no, you helped me with my walker up the stairs.
Yeah, no, I mean, just like from my experience, like I'm pretty young, I'd say, and I think you'd agree, but just through business is that I find that like people get stuck in their ways a little bit, and that they need the young guys. You got to lean on them a little bit. And then so we find like a lot of businesses, they have so much potential and stuff, but they don't really have a presence on social media and stuff like that. So we come in and kind of like analyze, consult is what we do, and then start pushing out content, come up with content plans. We do like monthly plans and whatnot. So yeah, there's a lot to it, and that's what I find it super interesting, just to come like here and see all this stuff and see how everything works, because I'm interested in it, but like I don't get to do it. And that's what, it's cool with the camera, like you get into rooms that you're not expecting, like you wouldn't expect to get into some of these places. We do like all these different industries. I end up in medical facilities, and we do music videos, like all these crazy things with people that are super talented. So it's been really cool. So but yeah.
I got to tell you the truth, you know, we do a lot of events out there, and I have this one girl that's with me, and she says to me, we're doing a boat cruise one night, and she goes, you need to be on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Insta what? I said, I know, not what is that? I don't know what instant coffee. That's what I know. I don't know instant whatever that is. So she got me on the Instagram thing. And she's right, you know, because people.
I saw you popping up there, and that's like, I mean, that's just like me. That's organic. You call it organic. That's organic audience, and I'm just scrolling on, and then I see there's Uncle D's on. He's on. he's on Instagram. Yeah. Like that, it is good, and I mean, and that's how you get sales. Like if you're not on there, the way that I explained to everyone is like you're missing a potential sale there, and like you posting a picture, it could be something as simple as just me and you sitting here. Mm-hmm. Someone sees it and they go, oh, what's he do? And they click on your page and then they go to your page. Is it attractive? Yes or no? Like if it's not attractive, they're gonna go to the next guy. But if you make it attractive, I'm gonna hit this guy up and let's make some stuff.
I'm just amazed at the young people, how they know this computer stuff. Like one time, again, I was on the boat with Meredith one night, and she says, brought up the Instagram thing again, and she goes, "What's the password?" I said, "I don't know." So I don't know how she did it, but she broke into my account and gave me a new password. Yeah. And she posted us, you know, her and I that night on the thing. It was amazing, you know. And then another time we're out doing a gig. We're doing I think it was an oldies party or something. Christmas party, I think it was. And I said, Meredith, you know, set up the computer and grab the keyboard. So she goes, we're in a country club. And she goes, Daryl, there's no keyboards. I said, they're in the backpack. And I packed the stuff. I know, they're in the backpack. They're not in the backpack. I had to look. They're not in the backpack. I'm like, oh, my God. I forgot to pack the keyboard. I had to run home, right? She goes, I'll take care of everything. I don't know how she did it, but she set up her phone that she could use that to do the computer.
She Bluetooth into the computer or
something? I don't know what she did.
So you need to get someone. If you would be stranded there. You would have been driving back and forth. You're losing money.
I'm telling you right now, she's unbelievable. But, yeah, that's
awesome.
And then on the way home, too. Another thing, they look at the thing, they got the phone, not even looking where they're pressing. Mm-hmm. I have to look at every key on this thing here, computer.
Yeah.
I know. Thank God it's in Braille.
What do you type, like 30 words a minute or something?
Maybe 30 words an hour, you know.
Probably.
All right, so anyway, let's see what else. Tell us more about some of your adventures of the, you know, maybe some of your top producing clients, and you're welcome to mention their names and
okay, cool, and
invite some people if they'd like to visit that site.
So most of we did start doing with social media influencers, so like big TikTok name that some of you guys might know. Depends on your audience here. I know you're playing 60s here, so I'm working on it though, so that's why I'm here. Hopefully we can strum some stuff up and get some catered to everyone. But Lee the Fourth is a popular TikTok guy that we did work with. He's a great guy and he does a lot of content. He does like just little comedy skits and stuff like that. Now he's working into like brand deals and he's really blowing up. So the social media influencers is a big thing that we do. And then like medical facilities seems to be a lot of our clientele, and then like the exotic cars, like anything. Like I'm big into bikes, motorcycles and stuff, so anything like that we're into. But yeah, I mean, like I said, we'll do any industry really, and it's just like it's just about, like I tell my team, is building long lasting good client relationships and like working together to build business is like what we're trying to do, our goals. So yeah, I mean, you can check us out at www.fabguysmedia.com is our website. We got some of our stuff up there. And then on all socials, we have Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Vibe Guys Media. It's at Vibe Guys Media. So you can check us out there. We're mostly on Instagram and TikTok lately, but really trying to push on YouTube. And that's where we'll be posting a lot of stuff, like our short form content there, and then long form content like vlogs and stuff like that. We'll film like our behind the scenes of kind of like what goes on when we go out to a set, and we'll film like all our guys filming and stuff, and then the whole traveling process and all that. So there's definitely a lot involved, and we're trying to show it.
And how about Florida? What's Florida like? I've never been down there. Is it really hot down there in the summer and stuff?
It's been really hot. Like the last few weeks, it's been, I don't even check the weather because it's pretty much 90 every day. But July, August, like the last few weeks, I did look and it was saying it was like 106 degrees. Feels like 106 degrees. And it was like, it's been like that for 2 weeks. Like the sun is so hot. And like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, I get out of my car and I'm like, I'm pretty fair here. I'm going to get a sunburn walking into the gym.
We just did an anniversary party a couple of weeks ago from a girl. She was from Las Vegas, and Phoenix, Arizona. And the temperature was 120 degrees for like 3 weeks. Jeez. I said, that's unbelievable. She goes, that's why I come to Boston.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
crazy.
Yeah, it's
that's
cool.
Hot.
You know, people go to Florida to get out of the winter.
Yeah,
she comes here to get out
yeah,
of the.
Yeah, no, it's nice up here. It's nice, different air up here.
Well, anyway, listen, did you give me your email address and all that information?
At the website, you can find the contact information there, and we have a button on there. You can go right on. You hit set up a free consultation, and it goes through our calendars, and anyone on my team that's available, those time slots, you can hit that button, sets it up with a meeting. And if any trouble with that, my email is fed@vibeguysmedia.com. It's fed@vibeguysmedia.com.
All right, vibeguysmedia.com, located at a Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Give them a call, send them an email, and they can show that they can help you out. You do weddings and stuff too?
Yep, weddings. Whatever.
All right,
good. Give me a call. Let's get it going.
There you go. All right, WMFO 91.5. And you know what? We got to talk about the Sea Coast Airfield Aviation Day. That's right, because that's going to happen on August 26, 2023, which is next week. Oh my God.
It's coming up.
Yeah,
not kidding. Is that next weekend?
Yeah, it's next week. Or two weeks. Yeah, the weekend after that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. August 26th, we're going to be there from 10 to 3. It's in Elliott, Maine, and come up and celebrate Aviation Day at Seacoast Airfield, Elliott, Maine. There's going to be lots of good things going on. My producers have not given me my list of what I need to be doing. I wish they would hurry up. I love those guys. But I think we're going to be giving some flights away, a 50-50 raffle, and we want donations. This is a cystic fibrosis fundraising event, and I'm doing this for a dear friend of mine who's family member has that illness, and we are producing this very, very forcibly, I guess is the correct word. And we look forward to your support. And we need volunteers. That's right. If you'd like to volunteer, send me an email to dancemusicexpress@gmail.com or flightforcf.com and say what you'd like to do. We'll put you on. And yeah, we'll feed you. Don't worry about it. You ain't getting paid. But you're going to we'll give you a little something to eat. And what else? We're going to be doing this again in Beverly in the second or third week in September. And then we're back in New Hampshire again. And we have six lined up for next year. So listen, give us a call if you'd like more information. DanceMusicExpress@gmail.com and flightforcf.com. And we'd love, again, sponsors and volunteers. And what else is on the calendar? What else do we got going on? Let's see. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 right here in Boston. If you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org. Or if you'd like to reach out to me personally, you know, I was going to ask you about my phone number. Ooh.
Yeah.
You get yourself in trouble. WMFO.org. I already said that. WMFODJD@gmail.com or DanceMusicExpress@gmail.com.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
And a public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5 right here in Boston. You cannot be walking around paying no minds to what you're doing. You got to be watching where you're walking. You don't want to hurt yourself, hurt somebody else, elderly like myself. I heard that comment, by the way. Playing 60s music. You wait to see what I do next. All right, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford, Boston. I'm going to do my pre-noon time workout mix a little bit live on air for y'all. Get you out of those seats. Get out, walk around this beautiful area. You're in Boston, y'all. DJ D. You're in the mix.
to be. All you listeners, don't you know the time has come for you and me to understand the upcoming switch?
You're in the mix with DJ D.
Hey! just wanna see you dance. Hit the floor all night long, after gonna take you home. Shake that ass, don't look fast, I just wanna see you dance. Hit the floor all night long, after gonna take you home.
Hey, WMFO Medford. We're almost out of here. We just got a few minutes left and we're out of here. Special shout out to my good friend Andrew from Vibe Guys Media. Don't forget, check them out. And don't forget, check me out at the Seacoast Airfield Day. That's right, it's going to happen on August 26, 2023. For more information, go to flight4cf.com or reach out to me at wmfodjd@gmail.com or dancemusicexpress@gmail.com. And we'd like to say thank you for letting us entertain you. We had a lot of fun. We hope you enjoyed it too. Thank you again. God bless. We love you. DJ D.